I love that the two studies that keep coming up over and over are about how much coffee you're supposed to drink and whether penis size is a thing or not. I feel like every time I open up a study or open up, you know, one of our prep services or something, the same conversation, it's either like 2 cups of coffee a day is great. 2 cups of coffee a day will kill you. And then the other studies about penis size. Women don't care about penis size. Women really care about penis size.
It's because you have Google alerts for both of these.
It's really true. Yeah. Coffee, penises, and dogs are my Google alerts.
Yeah, that's and Cooper. Cooper Lawrence, dogs.
Yeah, my own name.
Coffee and penis. So that's right. Why you keep seeing it all the time.
Because, that's a good point.
Because it pops up in your email.
Yeah, it's a pun intended, but it's just so funny that, like, you know, these studies come up and it's like, you're right. I must have a radar for this because other people just look at this. They look at all the studies that come up or they look at articles and they're like, oh, look, you know, Pauline Porizkova is saying something wacky. No, I ignore that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, penis size? What? I'm in. So here's what's interesting. I'm going to give you like a little bit of a kind of a quiz here. So we have talked about this before. That the most recent studies find that 61% of baby boomers and 60% of Gen Xers both think penis size is important to sexual pleasure. 61% of boomers, 60% of Gen Xers, mm-hmm. when they were asked, does the size of a penis matter when you're having sex? Yes.
Well, okay, I guess so it does. That's a majority of both generations.
Of those generations, right?
Right.
So then they asked Gen Xers, I'm sorry, then they asked Gen Zers and millennials the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about Gen Z and millennials. Think about how they are socially correct, more woke than their older counterparts, you know, body shaming, fat shaming, penis shaming, like none of that stuff is okay with them. I said to you a couple of weeks ago when we talked about penis size, I was like, you know what? Stop. Stop making comments about men's penis size. Like, first of all, it's none of your business. Second of all, it's nothing a man can change. So don't make men feel bad about something they can't change, just the way don't make women feel bad about stuff they can't change. You know,
keep like it in your pants and then we won't have that problem. Nobody knows. The only person that knows is you, your wife, your husband, or your doctor. That's the only people that know. So I can shame you all day long.
Right. So knowing that about the different generations and what they care and don't care about, do you think that millennials and Gen Z cared more about penis size than boomers and Gen X or less about penis size?
More.
You are correct. Not just more. Way more.
Mm-hmm.
Way more. 74% of millennials mm-hmm. said size is important, as opposed to 85% of Gen Z that said, oh, yeah, that's super important.
Because they have porn at their fingertips.
Well, I wonder if it's a youth thing. I wonder, like, the younger you are, the more important penis size is. And the older you get, the less. Because I wonder, like, you know, so baby boomers and Gen X, it's only 60%. But I wonder if when they were millennial age and Gen Z age, they cared more. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you would have.
Do you care more than when you are 50?
Yeah. So a Gen Xer is what? Like, I don't know, 45, 50, something like that. So if you talk to a Gen Xer 20, 30 years ago, would more of them be like, yeah, penis size, super important?
Got it.
And then I started thinking, like, what's this conversation about? Why do we keep having this conversation about penis size? Why is this so important to everybody? And what they find is, like, normally men care more about it than women do. But so I went to the source. I went to National Geographic.
I went to God.
National Geographic is really the God of these types of studies because, you know, all they do is go back to the cave. They go back to evolution. They look at, like, well, why would this be?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was really interesting because I was like, I actually Googled, like, why do women care about penis size? And you can imagine what came up when I Googled that.
You shouldn't Google that.
Yeah. But here's what National Geographic says, I think is really interesting. They said you always have to go back to the cave and think about it like this. So when people were walking around back then, they didn't have clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, clothing wasn't a thing. Like, whatever, like Louis Vuitton wasn't making shoes back then, and Calvin Klein wasn't making dresses, or whoever. I don't know. I'm not even designers anymore. I have no fashion sense. But the only thing women had to decide whether they were going to procreate with a guy was the size of his penis. That was, and they could see it because they were all walking around naked. So they were able to look at a man's penis and go, oh, well, that one looks like it will be able to help my me make up babies.
My eyes up here. That's what the caveman said. Eyes up here. They kept looking. Stop looking. Look at my eyes. Tell me I have your eyes. I keep looking at. Yeah, thanks.
Well, no, but they didn't see. They didn't shame each other over.
Oh, yes, they did. The guy with the big wang, he was the king. The guy with the small wang, he's the one that was the jester.
Well, no, but that you're right, and that's the thing, that it was evolutionary. That women looked at a larger penis and thought, no, it wasn't like, oh my God, it's big, I'm attracted to it. They thought it's larger, which means it probably has more sperm in it and it can probably fertilize more of my eggs and really get up there, which is, you know, what I need to make babies and keep, you know, the population going. So it's hard to think of it through like a 2021 lens, but when you think of it like that, that makes more sense. And if you see a tiny penis, you're like, well, that sperm will never make it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So early humans didn't wear clothes and male penises were obvious to women. So women chose their mates based on the size of genitalia. So now we talk about it so much like that's crazy, but it does have an evolutionary aspect to it.
Yeah. The ones with the bigger, the smaller wieners, they buy the Porsches and the big trucks.
That's
so,
right.
So that's how you can tell now. They're not walking around naked, but they're driving a Porsche. It's like, I get it.
Me make wheel. Me have tiny penis.
Me made have wheel. Big truck. Oh, I understand.
I see why you made the wheel. You needed women to look at you because they weren't looking at you. Now it's like, oh, right. I'm with the guy that made the wheel.